In the news, U.S. officials have charged three men with attempting and plotting to provide material support to the militant group Islamic State. All three suspects live in the New York City borough of Brooklyn. Two are citizens of Uzbekistan. The other is from Kazakhstan. Officials say two of the men were planning to travel to Syria through Turkey. One of them was arrested at a New York City airport where he was attempting to get on a flight to Istanbul. Officials in the United States have charged several other people recently with planning to support the Islamic State. A law enforcement official said there are currently Islamic State-related investigations in all 50 U.S. states. Soldiers from Chad killed Boko Haram militants in fighting on Tuesday near a Nigerian town close to the border with Cameroon. Chad's army announced the killings in a statement. One Chadian soldier was killed, and nine were wounded in the clashes near Gambaru. Boko Haram has attacked in the city several times in recent months. Chad's military also said it seized large amounts of arms, ammunition, and two trucks. Niger, Cameroon, and Chad are all involved in a military campaign to help Nigeria defeat Boko Haram. A ceasefire appears to be taking effect in eastern Ukraine. Pro-Russian rebels have reportedly begun withdrawing heavy guns from the front lines in rebel-held areas. Ukraine reported Wednesday that none of its soldiers have died in the last 24 hours. The Ukrainian military has said it would not pull back its weapons until the rebel attacks stopped completely. Leaders from four nations, including Russia and Ukraine, agreed to the ceasefire in the region that should have started February 15th. Now, words in the news. Borough, noun, one of the five main sections of New York City. Withdraw, verb, to take something back, away, or out. Front line, noun, a military line closest to enemy positions.